Wearing a short red dress, Victoria drank her green tea as she peered through the glass of her office windows into the Hong Kong morning. Kowloon Bay on one side and the old British Empire buildings and parks at the centre of Hong Kong on the other. The traffic was penetrating and created an impression of energy and intensity. Hong Kong was not a city for the faint-hearted. Victoria was an early bird and relished the atmosphere of the office before anybody else was in. She was in control and serene. Victoria looked down at the document on her desk. Henry Chang is in danger. I urgently need to meet you. Meet me at 9 a.m. at the Mandarin Oriental for coffee. I desperately need your help. Diana Y. Victoria was stunned. For Diana Yu to send such a dramatic message was unusual. Henry Chang was Diana's former lover until he broke it off and publicly humiliated her. Now Diana was asking Victoria to help the bastard. It didn't add up. Did Diana still have feelings for him? Victoria hoped not. But it was the only explanation that made sense. She sighed. If it had been Chang asking, Victoria would have said no. But Diana was a dear friend. If she was willing to swallow her pride and ask for help, then the least Victoria could do was find out why. Diana Yu and Victoria had started together at the Hong Kong police force. Soon after, Henry Chang became Diana's boyfriend. While she had given the relationship all she had, she was never sure whether Henry was playing or being earnest. Unexpectedly, after they had dated for a year, he dropped her for a Hong Kong socialite, Helena Lee. He then became head of the fixed income department of the Bank of Hong Kong and Shanghai, or BHS. The breakup had been particularly painful for Diana, since Henry had been cruel enough to do it publicly at a 2012 New Year's party. Diana was now reaching out through a confidential police cable. Whatever had happened to Henry must have been fairly dramatic.